the big story here is that really the talks haven't been between President Mnangagwa and President Nelson Chamisa. It would seem that President Mbeki came in to talk to Pollard and then to talk to President Nelson Chamisa, because obviously Pollard has agreed on a number of issues. So when he speaks to representatives of Pollard, he's merely really speaking to the same group. So we see that the real difference here is that President Thabo Mbeki has gone out of Pollard and is talking to President Nelson Chamisa because he's interested in the questions of Zimbabwe's current real situation, and that doesn't go anywhere besides really talking to the leaders of the people as you look at the results of the election. And the results of the election suggest that there are those who stole the election who are in Pollard, and those from whom the election was stolen, and it's President Chamisa who's not in Pollard.
And it seems as if the ruling ZANU-PF party is saying for any kind of talks between Mr. Mnangagwa and Mr. Nelson Chamisa, you should actually agree that Mr. Mnangagwa is the legitimately elected leader of Zimbabwe. So where is that going?
Well, President Thabo Mbeki spoke to President Chamisa regardless of that claim. It is not for President Chamisa, as he said over the weekend, to determine or to say that the elections were free and fair. It is for the elections themselves. It is the economy that's voting on its feet, saying that the elections were not free and fair. The visitation to President Chamisa by different leaders, including the elders who were here in September, indicates that the rest of the world understands that the problem is between those who stole the election and President Nelson Chamisa, which is why they continuously engage with him. Otherwise, they would not do that. Just as, you know, you don't have any President Mbeki going to talk to another political party, say, in Zambia or something of the sort. What we're having is people talking to President Nelson Chamisa because the election was stolen, and that is the basis or the grounds for any talks. If that is not a problem, why would we have any national dialogue?
So for the record, you are saying Mr. Chamisa does not recognize in any way that Mnangagwa is the leader of Zimbabwe.
President Chamisa has already said that it is not for him to recognize Mr. Mnangagwa. Mr. Mnangagwa must prove that he won the election, and we already have evidence that he didn't. He was declared by the court, and therefore President Chamisa is not going to tell a lie. He's a man of God and respects the will of the people, and that is where he stands, and that is where he's going to stand.
But with all what is going on right now, there may be some kind of unity government in the making. Are you actually going that way?
President Chamisa's intention, President Chamisa's view is that he's not interested in anything like a government of national unity. He's interested in moving forward on the basis of seeking secure elections for the future, seeking independent institutions. So for President Chamisa, it is about a constitutional arrangement that ensures legitimacy in our government in this country, and that is what he's going to be talking about at any point, at all times, and that is what he has set himself a target, but that has to be achieved because our country cannot survive on the basis of disputed elections. So when we've built those institutions, President Chamisa will have achieved what he needs to achieve, and then we can take this country forward based on an acceptance that our institutions need to be strengthened and that our elections need to produce legitimacy.